Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're going to talk about the coup of it all in a moment when we go in the huddle. But something we haven't gotten to touch on yet, the automated ball strike system is coming to the MLB officially next season. I was at the All-Star game. I got to say, I am a huge fan of this. It was so entertaining to see these challenges.
I think my biggest concern, and I think Bo and I shared this concern back in spring training, the biggest concern was like that it would take too long. And I think watching during spring training kind of alleviated that. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is pretty efficient. Mm-hmm. You just step out, touch the helmet, thumbs up, thumbs down, you get back to it. It's a lot like the system they have in tennis to judge whether or not a ball is in or out. And
right.
Like, I'm fine with it. I always thought I would hate this, Bo. I'm fine with it.
Well, I guess my question is, are they still limiting it to you only get so many, right?
Two.
Yeah, I think there should be one per team every inning.
Wow.
And the reason is like the best, and maybe not that extreme, but I need more of it because there are a lot of missed calls on balls and strikes, and you know, it just maybe need a little bit more. Now, if I don't know, I guess for me is like, why do we limit things that are going to make the game better? I don't need the game getting longer. I know that, but is it going to make it that much longer? Because Mike said it's pretty quick. It happens pretty quickly. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, in tennis, they don't take very long.
Yeah.
But the first time someone taps their helmet or taps their hat to challenge and they get it wrong, do you kind of feel like then you'll be a little shy to try again?
I was wrong
on that.
What's beautiful, the beauty of the entire thing, though, and this is why I kind of side with Bo, where I'm like, I wish it was a little bit more, is because, like, if you only have one per game or two per game or whatever it is, let's just say that you challenge one and you show up an umpire, like in the sixth inning, mm-hmm. You can't tell me that if you're out of challenges that he's not going to keep that in the back of his head as he's calling balls and strikes through the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, oh, yeah? Check this out. Strike three. You know, like,
I think
that
adds a whole new element, though. More
it really
drama.
Does.
And real quick, I just wanted to throw in, too, to Bo's point that he was making earlier, right, that they do get two, but I also was reading that if they get it right, then they'll retain it.
Right.
So you can have – you could have a situation where if you keep getting them right, then you can keep using them throughout the entirety of the game.
There you go.
In NFL, the referees will give you a makeup call. We all know that. Oh, that's the old makeup call. But it's normally not a – there's not – you don't have bad relationships normally with referees in NFL. Like, most of the time, most players, it seems cordial, right? Friendly, even with the coaches. Baseball umpires, they are different. They kind of – and NBA are as well. But the baseball, they kind of have – they have a few guys that think they are the show. And they have this ego that is attached. This ain't going to help that. You know, some of these umpires that have these egos, that has an axe to grind with certain managers and players, you know that the players already have that in their mind, and they're like, I can't wait to call this guy out. And it's just going to – I don't know. I just don't know how this makes relations better between these guys. I think it'll make the game better. But I think you're going to – a couple of umpires might be exploited more than they have been already – just for their axe to grind with certain teams.
It's going to be interesting to see. I can't wait. We've been talking about it all morning. If you're just joining us, yes, Commanders Terry McLaurin is looking for more opinions on his quad. His status for Sunday is unknown at this point.
Yeah, I think this is just going to be a story we had to follow throughout, and I have no doubt that some of the guys they could put in his place are going to be very good players, but nobody is Terry McLaurin. We had this conversation back when he was holding out, like whether he, you know, is a top five wide receiver, top 10. I don't know that he's that high, but for what they do, he's perfect. And the way he's been able to battle throughout his career in some really bad offenses to get his numbers has been really impressive. So I hope all the best, Terry McLaurin, but I wouldn't mind not seeing him on the field this weekend, that's for sure.
I mean, you think about Debo and you think about McLaurin, and everyone would tell you right off the bat that Debo's a better player. He's a more versatile player. But when you look at it, when it all comes down to it, I mean, this guy's got almost 40 touchdowns in 7 years. And Debo has 44. The only difference is Debo has almost as many rushing as he has receiving. He is a huge part. He's a underrated receiver because he's played on a bad team for a while. I just think it's a big loss. I mean, for them, because of how, and it also opens up their offense. So I hate it for him, but it ain't gonna hurt my feelings if he ain't on the field Sunday.
Yeah,
because look, I don't care who's on the field. I want to win. I don't care. I've been beaten by. The Falcons have lost games against backups a plenty the last 15 years, 20 years, 60 years. So who cares on the field? Just go beat them.
All right, the Giants signed the Falcons' former kicker, Younghoe Koo, to their practice squad. This feels strange.
Is there an injury concern with Graham Gano up there? I don't know the answer to that. This is just – go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, he hurt his groin. Actually, Brian Daboll said it after the game. He hurt his groin during the defensive player introductions. Wow. How he did it, it wasn't detailed, but he hurt his groin during defensive player introductions.
I don't mean to laugh at someone's pain, but
no,
yikes.
And I told you guys last week that I grew up kind of with Graham. He's from Pensacola. He's my age. We were in all-star games together, knew each other growing up, had a lot of friends in common. Good dude. He's played a long time in the NFL. I think he's 38 years old now. So, yeah, a groin injury, interesting. Younghoe Koo, though, what an interesting signing. I wonder if that involved a tryout, if they're just like, hey, man, this guy seems all right. Let's go ahead and call him up. Yeah, come on.
Look, sometimes the with his wonky, I've said this, kickers are wonky, man. So maybe just different place, different facility, different field. I mean, just different everything, different atmosphere is the best thing in the world for him, and it kind of gets his head right. It's clear though, you know, he's an older guy, as Mike said, they're the same age. So the wear and tear sometimes gets to you, but good for. I don't know. I don't have any ill will towards Younghoe, so I hope it works out for him.
Speaking of the Giants, they're also going to be benching Russell Wilson and start Jackson Dart.
I am not. I don't cheer people getting benched or whatever it is, especially Russell Wilson. Seems like a good dude. Mm-hmm. Seems like a good enough guy. But I said this the other day. It's going to be a shame if Brian Daboll is fired in New York without us ever seeing how the Jackson Dart experience turns out with him in a Giants uniform. Now we're going to get to find out. I don't know what the upside is. I don't know what the downside is, but I know that I will be plugged in watching to see what Jackson Dart can do in that uniform because I am a believer in Brian Daboll as a play caller. I don't know about a head coach, as a play caller, and Jackson Dart can do a little bit of everything in that uniform.
The reason Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl ring on his finger is because they had a great defense, a great running game, and Russell Wilson played within what they wanted to do. Russell Wilson has not played within the system and within giving taking what defenses give you in a very long time. I mean, somebody posted a video. It's that old Michael Vick Powerade commercial where he drops back and he throws a football and it goes out of the stadium.
Yeah,
and they're like Russell Wilson on third and three, and it's like he just. I mean, and that is, and I say that because that's what he does.
Yeah,
it's overtime. It's like third and six, and he throws a 40-yard bomb that's intercepted. And it might have been second and four or something like that. But the reality is like he plays this hero ball style now. I don't know why he thinks he needs to do that. There's been all the kind of talk about the kind of teammate he is. Someone I saw saying, well, this is what bad franchises do. They rush young quarterbacks in. I mean, look, Jackson Dart was pretty good in the preseason based on what with limited we saw. Good for Jackson Dart. Good for Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm going off script here because I saw this. I just had to bring it up because Micah Parsons is going Dak hunting, y'all. He said he talked about potentially sacking his former teammate, and he said it's going to be painful.
Yeah. Did you see somebody ask Jerry if they were going to do a video tribute to Micah Parsons in his return to Dallas? He's like, no, nothing planned as of now. Like, what? What? You're just asking for it, asking these questions, man. It's good.
Well, I wonder if this is a little bit of – that, oh, yeah, man, I love Dak, blah, blah, blah. Dak didn't really say that he was upset that Micah was gone. And he even called Micah called Dak his mentor, blah, blah, blah. I think this is all crap. I think he's feeding us crap. I think he can't wait to hit him. Because I think he wants to hit him and be like, yeah, should have fought for me to get paid. Should have spoke up for me.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the upcoming Ryder Cup, and it's also Which One Wednesday. Which one is more likely to happen? Haynes King wins the Heisman, or Georgia Tech has that 10-win season?
Wow.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.